Diane Roberts here, bringing you fresh picked prose. What's in a number? Is it just a number, or does it weigh us down? Here's Tallahassee writer Stephanie Levitt.
25. It's just a little old number, right? One sack of potatoes, like what you can find in the produce section at the grocery store, weighs about half of that. So two potato sacks together weigh 25 pounds. But what if you're grocery shopping and two sacks of potatoes are on your list? You pick up both sacks, cradle one in each arm, and suddenly 25 becomes daunting. I'll bet that trip to the store for potatoes is a quick one. You aren't merely moseying. You're cruising. Your muscles are taut, zeroing in on that checkout counter, willing your trembling arms to hold out for another 30 seconds because you are so close to your end goal. That cashier, her conveyor belt, and the opportunity to drop that weight, to relieve your body of the enormous pressure it's under. Get in, get the potatoes, get out, check. What happens, though, when it isn't just your arms carrying the potatoes? When the sacks of potatoes aren't only on you, but they are you? When you are 25 pounds heavier, the cashier is still your end goal at the grocery store. But your focus, it's shifted. The focus, the plan to get in, get potatoes, get out, it's dissipated. You no longer dash through the store like the floor is made of ice and your feet are bare and burning. No, your tepid torso, it ambles down the aisles, your tongue swiping your lips in anticipation. Even your eyes are hungry to read the labels. And there are so many tempting labels. What was your plan? Get in, get potatoes, get out? Oh no, you are slower, lethargic, distracted. You linger. 25. Not a large number, but one that weighs you down.